Voters are going to the polls in 11 New Hampshire cities to elect mayors, city councilors, and school board members. To get an overview, we turn now to Todd Selig, town administrator in Durham and an avid municipal election watcher. Todd, thanks for joining us.
You are very welcome.
Just to be clear, Durham does not have a dog in this fight. There's no voting taking place there today.
That's correct. We are completely neutral.
So let's see if we can tick off where there are elections today.
Sure. Well, there are elections in most of New Hampshire's cities today. Somersworth, Concord, the city of Manchester, the city of Laconia, the city of Nashua, Portsmouth. Some have contested seats, some don't.
And you mentioned Manchester. That's one place where there is a contested race for mayor.
Yes, that is correct. Ted Gatzis, who's a very popular mayor at this time, is running against Chris Herbert.
And are there other races that you're following that are particularly noteworthy or interesting?
In the city of Somersworth, there's a very interesting story. Candidate Nancy Cameron registered for a Ward 3 city council seat. When she arrived at the polls today, she was actually informed that she doesn't live in Ward 3. She lives in Ward 2. And so that poses a significant problem.
She wouldn't be able to serve, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. In the city of Concord, Jim Boulay is running for a third term. My understanding is he's a fairly popular mayor in the city. And then on the ballot in Concord, in addition, there are a number of measures. One has to do with the authority over the school board. In particular, right now, the state legislature, through state statute, dictates how the school function operates in Concord. And there's a local question to grant that authority back to the citizens of Concord via a charter amendment.
Are there any other charter amendments or referenda that you're following this time around?
There are a number of tax cap questions on ballots in the cities. The city of Dover and the city of Manchester both have a tax cap question. And the question specifically is not whether or not to keep a tax cap, but rather how to calculate what the cap will be related to. Right now in those cities, the cap is assigned to the one-year CPI numbers. Both communities are looking at the possibility of tying the cap instead to a three-year rolling average of CPI.
And in some communities, there's a ballot, but their outcomes are pretty preordained. I'm thinking, for example, in Nashua, where there is no challenger to the incumbent mayor. Is that typical, or are people getting less interested in local politics than they have been in the past?
No, I think that they continue to be very interested. My sense is that when there is not a contested race in this particular cycle, it's because generally people are quite satisfied with the incumbents. I think that this is a very difficult economic environment. At the federal level, the economy has struggled. At the state level, there's been a tremendous amount of downshifting of costs to local communities. And so the mayors in the largest cities of the state are, by and large, have done a very good job trying to manage that difficult environment and navigate it effectively.
Do voters pay more or less attention to local races when the presidential primary is right around the corner, or does the primary drown out everything else?
I think at this time it really is. I mean, there's been so much discussion in the press and in local communities about the various contenders on the Republican side of the ticket that there hasn't been a lot of room for anything else, frankly. But, at the same time, local residents are really attuned to what's going on locally. And again, my sense is that, by and large, where there are not contested races, it's because people are primarily satisfied with the people who are representing them right now.
Todd, thanks very much for talking with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much for asking.
Todd Selig is the town administrator in Durham.